This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping America free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, keeping the waterways moving, too. Thanks for all that you do. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And also check out the new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was formed and started under Judeo-Christian values. Well, a couple of things to start the show, Kyle. First of all, Pennsylvania got a little shot in the butt yesterday because a United States district judge told Pennsylvania that they were doing some unconstitutional things by shutting down their state and not allowing people to get out and do what they needed to be doing according to their constitutional values.
Yes, this is a very, very big story. That's right. The federal judge ruled that some of these restrictions that Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf put into place, they went farther than the Constitution allows. And so again, Captain, this is hopefully, and I certainly will be good news to those who want to be able to keep their businesses open, to be able to make sure they can make a living and feed their families. And so I think this is going to be, as you said, a real shot in the arm.
Now, you had a visitor out there in California yesterday. Our president was out there.
We sure did. That's right.
President and he honored seven members of the California National Guard with the Distinguished Flying Cross, which is a military decoration that recognizes heroism and extraordinary achievement. Here's what the acclamation said. Just over 1 week ago, these brave pilots and crew members of the California Army National Guard embarked on a harrowing mission. On the night of September 5th and into the morning of September 6th, the National Guardsmen flew two helicopters to Mammoth Pool Campground, where families have become stranded and surrounded by fire. In the next ongoing 10 harrowing hours, they returned three times to the campground and saved the lives of 242 people. Way to go, California's National Guard.
Absolutely. And we were following that story that night. I remember, when the people were trapped there. And then we thought they might try to do something at first light, but these pilots went in with night vision goggles.
They kept going.
That's right. They weren't about to let those people be trapped or worse, perish in the flames. And, again, that's just real heroes. Absolutely.
Yep. So kudos to the president. Kudos to the California National Guard. That's the good news for the night. You can really feel good about that. And that's the Air Force, again, the California National Guard, the Air Force at their best. Now, the Trump campaign is now starting to put a priority on the economy. They're refocusing on the economy. Comes as the Trump campaign aggressively highlights the president's economic record prior to the coronavirus pandemic. We all remember the way things were with the economy then, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
As well as the steps taken to recover after the shutdowns. And we, make no mistake about it, are booming back again.
Well, that's absolutely right, Captain. People are ready for that, and they have been working very hard for that. Despite, of course, I think what the Democrat Party elite and many in the media have been trying to do, which is continue the terrifying coronavirus stories, basically, and keep everybody very, very scared and on edge. Exactly. So, but the president, of course, is going to be emphasizing the economy. The campaign will be doing that. They're also, of course, going to continue with the law and order message as well, because that is also resonating with a lot of people. And I think, Captain, a lot of people who were going to vote Democrat or who have voted Democrat for a very long time, they're not going to be voting Republican now because of that law and order message as well.
They're going to be. You said they're not. They're going to be voting Republican.
Going to be, yes.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that, because I've run into a whole bunch of people that have told me just exactly that, that happen to be Democrats. Some of them I know, some of them I don't, but I'm taking them at their word. Now, here's the other thing. No matter what comes out that's good news when it comes to COVID, no matter what it is, the Democrats seem to always want to shoot it down by saying, well, no, wait a minute. And then you get little Dr. Fauci on television, and I swear to God, he's the wrong guy to have out there as a spokesman for the government. They need to get him the hell off television.
Right, well,
never says it, no matter what good is going on. Well, you know, that's not really the case. It's going to be till the end of 2021. He's always dragging.
Well, sure. And, you know, Captain, this has, you know, everything to do, it seems, with, again, the politicalization of this whole thing. You know, it's as if to say, well, you know, we really need a vaccine. Okay, well, here's a vaccine. Well, but if we have a vaccine, it's probably not going to be effective. We can't get it that fast. All these kinds of things. Yeah, you're right. They always shoot this stuff down.
All righty. Hold that thought, folks. We are also monitoring Hurricane Sally tonight. Dragging her butt, slowing way down to 3 miles an hour. Wind gusts near the center are at 120 miles an hour. This could be a major hurricane. It could go to a Cat 3. The storm surge in Mississippi and Alabama is going to be 6 to 9 feet. And our buddy Frank Silvato in Navarre has already moved way inland to get away from the water. I'll be right back with more, and Kyle Warren too.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. And you know, Relief Factor is just part of an integrated health plan that helps the body reduce inflammation over time to get the best results. Of course, you take it regularly. And to get started, you start with the Relief Factor 3-week quick start plan. Now, the combination of the ingredients in Relief Factor, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation to lower or even eliminate pain associated with exercise and everyday living. And Relief Factor targets the underlying problem areas from the four different metabolic pathways with the four different ingredients I just told you about to alleviate pain at the source. Now, this is 100% drug-free. No drugs at all. And all I can tell you is it works. It supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort. Now, I take the product. I've been taking it for the better part of probably almost 5 years right now. And all you got to do to find out more, get on the 3-week quick start, costs $19.95, is to go to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain and check it out. See what you got. I mean, after all you got to lose is pain. Now, if you want to give them a call, you can do that too at 800-500-8384 or go to relieffactor.com/captain. And you'll be glad you did because you're going to get rid of that nagging pain that you've had for years. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us now. You said you had a breaking or developing story in California about the fire. Go ahead.
That's true, Captain. This is the Bobcat Fire, and we've been following that, of course, for several days. This is in the Altadena, Monrovia area, Arcadia, It's also near Altadena as well, but it's in the Arcadia-Monrovia area north of the 210 freeway. We've got a lot of mandatory evacuations for homeowners in that area as this fire has been burning for over a week now, I believe. But what's happening right now is the Mount Wilson Observatory, that's in the San Gabriel Mountains just north of the 210 freeway here, that is now under threat of this Bobcat fire. We understand that they, of course, have transmitters, cell phone transmitters, other communications equipment on that peak, as well as the observatory, which is famous. It's been there for a very, very long time, records all the earthquakes in the region, this kind of thing. And as of Monday evening around 5 p.m. local time, Los Angeles County Fire Captain David Dantic couldn't really say precisely how close this fire was, but it was approaching evidently, and they're doing everything they can in order to make a stand to save the observatory and, of course, that very precious communications equipment. And the good news, Captain, is that they evidently have a 530,000-gallon reservoir on site to help fight that fire. So, again, this is burned through a lot of that open area and now beginning to approach not only homes but also the installation there at Mount Wilson.
Wow. Okay, well, we'll keep our eyes on that one. Nancy Pelosi says that enacting climate change legislation is absolutely a priority if Joe Biden wins the election.
Well, sure, why not? Why not? Because obviously they're using what's happening in the West as another springboard to talk about climate change. Joe Biden was out talking about climate change and President Trump, and it's all President Trump's fault, and if President Trump gets four more years, then that means more suburbs are going to be blown away, he said. And so, again, it's a very serious thing. These fires are absolutely serious, but they're trying, I think, to lay everything at the feet of climate change and, of course, by definition, President Trump.
Now, what do you think about the magazine The Atlantic? You saw the last article that came out, right?
Yeah, I'd heard that. Yeah, they had another controversial thing to say. That's right.
Well, listen to this. This is the latest from another columnist. Dems might not accept election results if Trump wins. Street battles could ensue, says The Atlantic.
Well, see, here we go again. This is kind of, you know, in our society, we're not really supposed to be stoking unrest or conflict or confrontation, you know, that goes beyond, you know, talking about politics.
Well, they are.
With our words, exactly. But, of course, this is the same kind of retread thing, Captain, I think, that we've heard before on some of these cable networks, like, for example, President Trump will not give up, and he'll barricade himself in the Oval Office, and the military will have to go in and get him out, and this kind of thing. Even Nancy Pelosi chimed in saying, being president isn't about location, it's about the office that you hold, or some other such thing I remember a while back. But this is, again, they're simply trying to gin up a terror, again, in our nation, whether it be about coronavirus, and now it's about the aftermath of the election. Well, of course they're not going to accept the results. That's why they have been, you know, I think, getting this stuff staged and ready to go. Don't concede Joe Biden, says Hillary Clinton.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Now, I got a little sidebar message here. Just came in, a direct message from Trucker Jerry, who's up on I-20. He said, Captain, on I-20 east of Dallas, headed towards Louisiana, going to stay up on I-20 to go around this storm. Would suggest anybody down below do what I did, and that's get up on I-20 and get off I-10, because I-10, we're being told, is being shut down because of the weather down there. And I told you that last night, you guys and gals, don't get on I-10. So there's Trucker Jerry chiming in. He's taking I-20 all the way across to Atlanta, then coming down that way to get down to Florida.
Very, very good. And, of course, yeah, stay on top of those winds as well and the wind speeds for when you're
in. And oh, by the way, there are three counties right along the Gulf in Mississippi that could get as much as 25 inches of rain and a 10-foot storm surge. Now, this storm, ladies and gentlemen, has slowed down to a crawl, and it's going to go slow and come into the country or come into the Mississippi and Alabama slow, which means it's going to dump a bunch of rain. And, of course, the wind will be churning, too, because it looks like this thing's going to have 100 to 120 mile-an-hour winds. Could be a little bit higher than that the longer it stays out there and just churns and develops, because it's down to the millibars. Let's see. They had been dropping all day. Let me check it real quick here. While I'm looking at it. yeah, it's definitely doing its thing. You want to say something?
Yeah, I was just going to say, yeah, it's moving at about 4 miles an hour.
Three.
Three miles an hour.
Yeah.
And looks like winds are about 98 with gusts up to 121 right now. But as you said, those can increase. And also, Captain, it's very interesting about hurricanes as I'm learning more about them. And that is that they can be predicted to be one thing for a time, but then over 10, 12 hours, they can get a big burst of energy, and then they can turn into something even more dangerous. And so that's why if you get the warnings to leave and so forth, and you think, well, it's going to be a category this or that, that could change in a very, very short amount of time. It could get worse.
Yeah. Now, who is Joe Rogan, Kyle?
Well, Joe Rogan, he's a celebrity, he's been on television, and he has a very, very successful podcast. Absolutely, yeah.
Well, Joe Rogan, the president has agreed, she's accepted an invitation for a fourth debate with Joe Rogan, and they're trying to get Joe Biden to go along with this, and so far, nothing out of the Biden camp.
Well, no, of course not. No, that's quaking in their boots. They're not going to, they're not going to respond to something like that at this point because Joe Rogan.
Well, why not?
Well, because they know that the basic format, as I understand it, is that it would be the three of them in a room, with Joe Rogan evidently, and so it would be pretty freewheeling, and Joe Biden is just not up to that. They absolutely, Captain, have to prepare everything. They have to control everything. Donald Trump, at the drop of a hat, I mean, as we watch those coronavirus briefings day after day after day, Donald Trump can talk about things and really just go around a subject like that for a long period of time. Joe Biden would not be in a position to do
that. Speaking
about
coronavirus, a Chinese virologist has released a report claiming the Wuhan lab made COVID and says she has proof.
Well, see, this is very, very important, obviously. Just as we were talking about earlier in the year, you know, something has happened. How this thing didn't come from a bat in the wet market, I think that's a foregone conclusion at this point. The way that this thing operates and so forth, I would not be surprised. So hopefully we will get that very important information out in the open.
Yeah, and we're getting ready to take a break, folks, and Kyle and I will be back right after the break. But when we come back, I'm going to tell you about the challenge that was put out there to LeBron James to see if he'd put his money where his mouth was and try to help catch this shooter that's out on the streets of L.A. that popped these two deputy sheriffs Saturday night because... I'm telling you, this is something that we can't have this going on the streets of the United States, and this person needs to be found and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
It's been weeks and the unprecedented wildfires are still raging. At least 35 people have been confirmed dead as dozens of major fires continue to run through the West Coast. In one of the hardest hit areas, the northern California town of Berry Creek, the West Fire Zone swept through so quickly that 14 were killed and 7 more remain missing. Recovery crews face a daunting task as home after home is destroyed. The fires are creating such a thick smoke that California Governor Gavin Newsom compared it to smoking 400 cigarettes a day. Portland, Seattle, and San Francisco are the top three cities for the worst air quality in the world. The current wind and heat are expected to last through Friday. Firefighters say the blazes could continue burning through the end of November. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Roos.
Well, thank you very much, Larry Elder, and you folks are getting a chance to meet Larry Elder on October the 23rd in Sarasota. He'll be there with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Charlie Kirk, Phil Grandy, the stock guy, and yours truly. I'll be up on stage as the master of ceremonies for the evening for the Salem Conservative Summit, which is coming to Sarasota at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. You can get your tickets for that by going to theanswertampa.com or theanswersarasota.com. And hopefully we'll see you there. And you can get the VIP tickets and come to the meet and greet, or just get the tickets and come to the event, whatever works for you. All righty, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I got to mention here that when we get in a situation where we have these big storms that come in, and this is the third go-around with all the water over there in that part of the Gulf, as you well know, right?
Right, right.
There's 10,000 people that still aren't back in their homes in parts of Louisiana and Mississippi, and unfortunately, this is not going to help them. Now, Louisiana may have dodged a bullet, and New Orleans in particular. They'll still get stuff, but they won't get what they're going to get on the right side of this storm. And this storm looks like as if it's going to pretty much dump, and I do mean dump, onto Pascagoula and Mobile, Alabama, and over towards Pensacola, Florida. And even our good friend Frank Salato, who had to move pretty much everything out of his home because he lives on the Gulf in Navarre, Florida, he's got a U-Haul truck, and he told me he was headed for Alabama. Well, the storm is going to be headed for Alabama when he gets in. It's going to make a right turn. It's going to skirt across Alabama, sideswipe Atlanta and Nashville, Tennessee, and that type of corridor with rain, lots of rain, and then go up into the Carolinas and probably go up the eastern seaboard. But if I were somebody trying to get away from this, I would have already gone to Jacksonville. That would have been the best place to be.
Yeah, probably so, but you know, we're really pulling for Frank and wish him the best, and of course, like so many other folks, they're doing what they can, obviously, to get away from this thing, because too close to the coast, and that's not going to be good.
Yeah. Now, the University of Pittsburgh and their scientists have discovered an antibody that neutralizes the coronavirus that causes it altogether. This is a big deal, and we haven't heard much about it.
Yeah, you're right. We have not heard a lot about this. But they say that it's been highly effective in preventing and treating basically what's known as the SARS-CoV-2 or coronavirus infections in mice and hamsters. What they're saying is it may not bind to human cells, which means it might not be bad, in other words, having side effects for people, evidently. So this is, again, it's all this kind of news and investigation. These are the kinds of things that we have needed to be doing since the very beginning. But yet, we saw a lot of politicalization about even doctors who would come out and say, look, we've been using the hydroxychloroquine or this kind of stuff. I've always thought, Captain, that this whole situation means that we need to let 1,000 flowers bloom. We need to understand this virus, because as you mentioned earlier, if this was put together in a lab, it's not going to behave the same way that we find out in the wild, in the regular world, you know. And so this thing we may have to treat different people different ways in terms of their age or underlying health conditions. And if we don't let those 1,000 flowers bloom, we're going to miss out and we're not going to be able to save as many people. But the politicalization of it all, I think, has hampered that. But this is good news, and hopefully we'll hear more about it.
Well, we've already heard that it's mutated at least once and may have weakened when it mutated. Again, we're not hearing a lot of information because, again, Dr. Fauci and people like him don't want it to get out there. For example, you didn't hear Dr. Fauci talk about this remarkable discovery at the University of Pittsburgh, did you?
Well, of course not. Of course not. Because, again, see, I think President Trump understands this, Captain. He understands that we literally do have to go at warp speed. This is a moonshot for not just our country, but for the world. And President Trump, again, comes from a world where he has to solve problems, or the investors lose money, or the building doesn't get built, or everything else just sort of falls apart. But now he's in the world of politics where, we can let this go on for a little while longer. Yeah, the election's almost here, but, you know, this is helping us for our political cause here. I think that is such a non sequitur to Donald Trump that I'm surprised, you know, he's able to do what he does as far as all this goes now.
Do you remember who Gary Bauer is?
Gary Bauer, political figure, that's right.
He's a conservative activist extraordinaire. He ran for president at one time.
Right.
He's made a comment. He said the left will stop at nothing to defeat Donald Trump. He goes on to explain that the relentless attacks against President Donald Trump will not let up between now and Election Day. In fact, he says literally every day the public could be in for a new line of attack from the Democrats, who are pulling out all the stops to try to defeat Donald Trump.
Oh, absolutely. You know, even so, Captain, President Trump was able to, as we've been talking about here on the program, get these peace deals in the Middle East. These are big-time historic things happening, and Nancy Pelosi said, well, it's nice that he has a distraction from the COVID-19, you know, crisis.
There's a third country coming to the table.
Yeah, that's what we hear. Yeah. But you see, they will downplay every single thing that is good, not only for our country, but for the world, because, as Mr. Bauer is saying, they're going to pull out all the stops. This is 100% anti-Trump, and they are desperate. And they know, Captain, that Joe Biden is not as popular as they think that he is, and that's why they're relying on a lot of these polls. But every single person I talk to, you talk to, people call into the show, I think we know what's really going on out there. Absolutely.
What is the solution for the problem we have with our public schools? What's one of the solutions?
Well, one of the things is that I think people should be able, the money should be able to follow the child.
It's called school choice.
Yeah, school choice, charter school.
Now, President Trump and Betsy DeVos, the Secretary of Education, have raised the school choice to appeal to vexed parents. Those are parents that are kind of between a rock and a hard place trying to figure out what to do. And as millions of children are starting school this year online, the Trump administration is hoping to convert their parents' frustration and anger into newfound support for school choice policies that the Education Secretary Betsy DeVos has long championed, namely, the money follows the student. If you want to go to a private school, if you want to go to a charter school, and you want to go to school, guess what? You can do it. The money's going with you.
Well, precisely. And what that does, Captain, it encourages, I think, very good-natured competition. It allows for, as you said, to people to choose where they're going to go. You've got all these roadblocks, basically, by teachers, unions, and so forth. But one would think that teachers, in and of themselves, would want to be able to teach the kids, whether they're teaching in a public school or in a charter school. It would simply be a very good thing for everybody. We've done it this way for a long, long, long time. To quote President Trump, what have we got to lose? If we try something different, it might work a little better, maybe.
Do you remember our Democratic candidate that ran for governor against Ron DeSantis, and the comments were, oh, he's so handsome, he's so intelligent, he's got such a beautiful wife, oh, he's going to go a long way, oh, he's a presidential candidate material, this, that, and the other. You remember him?
I remember him. The name's escaping me at the moment, but yeah.
Well, name doesn't really matter because he doesn't count anymore. But he came out and he said that he's a bisexual, and he was having a drinking problem, and he goes gay and he goes female back and forth, and it just all depends. Isn't that kind of a mental problem?
Well, it's an interesting thing that he would come out and say such a thing, and a lot of people might think, well, was this something that he just recently discovered, or was this something they were hiding during the campaign for obvious reasons to try to project a certain image?
Well, we heard about this bit on the boat in New York City with a bunch of guys, remember?
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And nobody really picked up on that, but I think now we don't need to do a lot of picking up because there you go.
Right, yeah, I think he had been had a compromising position as well.
Andrew, let's see, his name was Andrew something or another. I can't remember his last name.
Right, yeah.
But anyway, like I said, it doesn't matter anymore. He doesn't matter. But I think what he's trying to do is he's trying to slowly clear his name so he can get back into politics in some form or fashion. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Well, one would say that might be very difficult, in the sense, again, that...
Well, he can't get rid of the pictures that are up there of him in Miami and that when they found him in that party at that apartment. I mean, there's no way those pictures are there forever.
Well, right. And, yeah, and honestly, he ran he was a mayor at one time, too. He ran
Mayor Tallahassee.
Yeah, he's still a bad mayor, too.
All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks, you're going to come back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report. We're going to get into the hurricane and where it is and what's going on. It's dragging its feet right now. Slow it way down, intensifying, if you will. And the longer it stays out there, the more rain it's going to bring with it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com.
This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and it's your good friend Donna Fiducia, and this is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our pals over at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, closest to you, Pilot Travel Centers, Flying J Truck Stops, pull on in there, tell them you were listening to the Captain's America. You heard me talking about them on the Red Didio, and you get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. All righty, we're going to go rooster cruising.
Okay,
Renegade Driver. Just a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song with that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. Sitting under my hood, I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a pair right feet, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle. Ain't nothing wrong with my radio. And this portion of the program, as I said, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by the Pilot of Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Pull on in there, get yourself a free cup of coffee, tell them you were listening to him, me talk about them on the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, Hurricane Sally is still a hurricane. It's slowed down a little bit because it's made some contact with land, but it's still out there offshore. It's not come on shore yet. Won't be for probably another 14, 15 hours, moving very slowly. And Sally is moving near the coast of southeastern Louisiana on over towards Mobile, Alabama, Pensacola, Florida. Now, hurricane conditions are expected today, right now, early Tuesday morning, all through the rest of the day and into tonight. And it's expected to become a dangerous hurricane when it moves onshore along the north central Gulf Coast, with multiple impacts expecting with this system, which will not only be tornadoes and hurricane force winds, torrential rain. We're talking as much as 25 inches of rain in some of those coastal counties, because the storm is not going to move very fast. It's going to have a lot of rain, and it's going to rain real, real, real hard. All right, well, out to Kyle Warren. And, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, we're going to start in Reno, Nevada tonight. We still have dense smoke advisories there.
Eddie Floyd.
That's right. Hello, Eddie Floyd. And I'm sure they're seeing the smoke. This is, again, covering the Pyramid Lake area, the Lake Tahoe Basin, basically. And then also you've got Interstate 80. If you're along Interstate 80, if you're traveling up Interstate 395 in California towards Susanville and on up northward, you're going to continue dense smoke advisories, fire weather warning as you approach the Oregon border. And all through the state of Oregon, traveling up the 5 freeway, up through Roseburg, Medford, Eugene, the fires there, of course, are still a very, very big issue. And so you're going to continue to have bad air quality, to say the least, and dense smoke advisories all the way up through Seattle, up to the Canadian border. And this covers all of the state of Washington and Oregon, and bleeding on over into Idaho and parts of Montana as well. In Central California, air quality alert, again, is the order of the day as these fires continue, and especially the Bobcat fires we talked about earlier, now approaching the Mount Wilson Observatory. And just to clarify, this is not the the Griffith Park Observatory that people will recognize from TV and movies there in the heart of Los Angeles. This is out in the mountains, but they also have transmitters and cell phone towers there, but they do have that large reservoir, which will help firefighters make a stand for that, and we hope that they're able to do that, of course. Down in the southwest in Arizona and Phoenix, we're still looking at triple-digit heat, Captain, that is starting at about 101 on Tuesday and going on up to about 104 over the next couple of days or so. Up in Reno, as we were just talking about, looks like we're going to have a temperatures of about 88 degrees. But again, this is all about the air quality. We're hoping that some of these air quality alerts are going to dissipate here sooner than later. But again, it's all dependent on the fires. Even with clear skies, you can still have some very unhealthy air quality. But right now in Cajon Pass, as you're traveling up to 15, it's 70 degrees and winds are about 5 miles an hour. Smooth sailing for you if you're going through there.
Well, over in the Midwest, the only problem I see is in Upper Michigan, where you've got some frost tonight up there. And when you move over into upstate New York, you've got a hard freeze warning along with a hard frost warning all the way across the Adirondacks to the Canadian border along the St. Lawrence Seaway. Then it goes on over into Vermont, into New Hampshire, the northern part of Maine, and right there in the, the Catskills of New York State. You've got a frost warning there. And then out in the southwestern part of New York State and north of Snowshoe in Pennsylvania along I-80, you've got a frost warning up in there. Now, getting on down below where the weather is going to be really bad today, don't get on I-10. I don't care what your reasoning is for doing anything. Just don't get on I-10. Anywhere east, certainly Mississippi, the eastern part of Louisiana, east of New Orleans, all the way over to Pensacola, and even as far as Navarre, Florida, you are going to have a real challenge trying to drive through the high winds. We've got winds 100 to 120 miles an hour in a 25-mile stretch at the center of the storm. That's number one. We've got tropical force winds 40 miles an hour plus out 125 miles from the center of the storm, which means it's going to be over into the western panhandle of Florida because most of the weather will be on the right side of the storm. And again, Mississippi, you are going to get socked with rain. Alabama, southern Alabama, Mobile, same for you. Pensacola, same for you. Over towards Navarre, same for you. This storm is going to go north then, pretty much following Mobile. It's going to make, the southeastern corner of Louisiana, the southeastern corner of Mississippi. Alabama is going to get socked. I see a big-time flood warning already up in Alabama all the way up to Birmingham. We've got rain advisories over in Georgia. Our friends Don and Donna are going to get it there in Carrollton. It's to the north of Valdosta, thank goodness. Atlanta's going to get quite a bit of rain. Then it looks like it's going to head towards South Carolina and North Carolina and either go up the East Coast or go out to sea.
Yes, that's exactly right, Captain. And by the way, Sally is the 18th named storm that we've had from the Atlantic this year. So we've, again, a very, very active season, and we've had 8 either tropical storm or hurricane-strength storms to hit the U.S.
You see what's in the ocean right now?
Well, I know we have some others that are lining up.
We've got Terry, we've got Vicky, 2 more that got named, that are all out there right now. And I mean, and I'm going to go to the main screen here. We've got Paulette, who's out in the ocean. We've got Sally. We've got Teddy. We've got Vicky. We've got another one that's just come off the coast of Africa, which has got a 70% of formation over the next 5 days, 50% over the next 48 hours, and it's down a little bit further than what Teddy is, which means it's going to come into the Caribbean. Teddy is currently a 50-mile-an-hour storm, tropical storm Teddy, and it's moving straight west, headed towards the south side of the Dominican Republic, and Vicky looks like it's going to stay out in the ocean. Got 50 mile an hour speeds right now. So that's what you got right there. But anyway, that's what we're looking at. It's a very active storm system right now. 1, 2, 3, 4 named storms and 1, 2, 3 unnamed systems out there. We'll be right back. Kyle Warren and I, Professor of Politics, don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.